Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Greetings, Trashler Nation. We are back with the finale of this harrowing Bachelor in Paradise season. And I gotta say, I'm Sarah Armour, and I'm here with my co-host,
Casey Bunker. How you doing?
This might have been the best after the final rose experience of my life so far.
I mean, I guess you have a good point. It was very like satisfying, and we finally got some conclusions, and it finally, I don't know, there was like a different feeling to it from the rest of the season. I would have to really think hard to try and compare it to past final roses, but I will say it was definitely the best episode of the season.
Best episode of the season by far. I guess like if I'm going to like blanket statement it, and then we can get into the nitty gritty. Because we do have a moonule tonight. Everybody should come. I'm going to post this right away. I'm going to put the link in the bio. Come through.
Come through.
But it's like, I feel like the reason that this was so satisfying is because not only did the drama actually keep going and did it continue to be dramatic throughout, but the resolutions were legitimate. Like, I felt like we actually saw some apologies. We actually saw some like therapy playing out in real time. We saw some people having realizations about where they had been wrong in the past. Very rarely on reality TV do we see apologies that I actually feel are sufficient. And in this case, I felt like the apologies, like for the first time this whole season, I was like, you know what? There was love on that beach.
Yeah. And it felt like finally like real and not so forced. Like throughout the time on the beach, it just felt like it feels sometimes like, would this really be happening in real life? Like what are the stakes going to be like once we get out into the real life? And here we found out and we, you know, some survived, some did not. And you know, maybe the people you thought were going to survive together did not. And the people who you didn't, it did, you know, like what was the biggest,
The biggest shocker, I still can't get a Grippo, is the fact that Greg Grippo was actually the star of this finale. I mean, that's an unbelievable twist.
The Grippo of it all. And like, why wasn't he at Paradise? Like, it's so funny. I wonder if like the producers didn't invite him. So he's like, oh, well, I'll show you guys. I'll just hook up with one of the chicks afterwards. And then to be at the finale. Like,
You think he was flexing on like, I won't go on the show, but I'll still be the star of the show. Actually, right? Don't call me second place again. Don't call me I wasn't ready for love again.
Yeah. Like, I'm no Meryl Streep, but I will steal Victoria. I will steal your girl. I don't know. So yeah, let's just get right into that one, because I think that's the most exciting. Okay. And then we can make sure we have enough time to do the chart for that, because
because like, what the actual fuck?
Yeah. So basically at the end, this was two episodes this week. We saw Victoria and Johnny get engaged. It seemed great. They seemed to be doing, you know, they were going to go the distance. She never, this whole arc for her was a redemption. Like, the whole time on the beach, I'm like, wow, Victoria's not so bad. She actually seems like kind of a cool chick. And like, she was such the villain last time. And we see that happen a lot, right? Like, you go from being the villain to you get more time on Paradise and you become friends with everyone. And you become,
case in point, Shanae. Like, we had a Shanae and a Victoria Fuller sans this season. But
Shanae won me over. Also
yeah,
did, old, and now she's back.
Old habits die hard. Ways. It's all I'm saying. Old habits die hard. Victoria was getting out-villained by Kate, and even though it seemed like, now here's where I almost interrupted you before, trying better about it, but it's like, that whole, okay, so the first episode of this week, the Monday episode, when we were seeing the lead up to like engagement day and after the final rose, everything about Johnny and Victoria's interaction, especially now in retrospect, was like deeply like Freudian, painful. Like, I mean, even that whole like, I love you. It's like, wait, this is the most insecure, solid, quote unquote, solid beach relationship I've ever seen. Like the way, and then even like Johnny is talking to the De Beers guy or whatever, Neil Lane, and he's like, I feel like I have to do this. And it's like, oh my God, like, this is so bad. Like,
it's also such a big LOL. Like, she like made sure that he got engaged to her, like everything. Like, she really like kind of forced it, and then just to ditch him afterwards. Like, well, it didn't work out in real life. And that was, is what was kind of not satisfying in this, is like, we didn't get a real explanation. Like, they both said that the other one said certain things. There's no way of knowing. But okay, like,
so that was my, so the question was, I mean, I think we can guess. So they bleep out. So she was basically, so Victoria comes out to confront a very solemn, sad Johnny. We really haven't seen the side of Johnny before. This man is hurt. And he was out there like very, very clearly against his will by himself on the stage, like letting us know that he was not pleased with what went down. And then she comes out dressed to villain perfection. Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course she's in all black, but the cutout allows the tits to have cleave. And then she has the like the part of the dress that's like a choker around her neck. It's like, damn, she dressed the part of like sorry, a literal, not sorry.
Like, Maleficent, like
literally.
Vibe.
Right. So she showed up out here looking like Maleficent, ready to just completely shut him down, because you know what it was? So they start talking about like what went wrong, and it was sort of unclear, but ultimately Victoria thought that she had it in the bag because he called her a bleep, bleep, which I can only imagine is fucking cunt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's definitely what it
she's
was.
A fucking cunt, right? That's what he said. Okay. Yeah. So her like cross to bear here, sister in Christ, I cannot be engaged to a man who calls me a bleeping bleep. Now, I agree. And like hypothetically, that's like, yeah, that's not like a recipe for success for long-term love. Sure, sure. But I also think we're talking about, like, if she got Johnny to go to couples therapy, which is what happened according to her, if she got Johnny to go to couples therapy, and it's interesting, it's almost like a Tino situation 2.0, where in Johnny's mind, he was like, although like kind of reversed, but it's like in Johnny's mind, like, yeah, they obviously had problems, but they were working through it. And in Victoria's mind, it was like, oh, great, fucking cunt. Okay, permission to now be a fucking cunt.
Yeah, exactly. She was like, you said the magic word.
Right. And like, but like, yeah, the whole thing was just Johnny and Victoria. Like, the reason, it's interesting. Can you hear that siren?
No.
Awesome. Okay. So the reason that Victoria, I think, appeared to be so not a villain this go round is because when it came down to it, like, especially with that like other guy they threw her way, who like made the checklist, he just checked every box, right? Victoria did like Johnny, like, and in terms of the beach, and now we have to remember too, I don't even know, but like from what I understand, like, Victoria been around the Bachelor Nation. She's sort of like the you know, she's like a one of the Bush family members of the nation, like, so she's sort of like a dark criminal, but then also like sort of have love for her, you know, and a staple in the nation. But like this time around, there was this energy that I hadn't really heard from her before, which was like, I'm loyal, like I will choose, like, she was like really patting herself on the back, almost in like a reverse Kate move, where she was like, I guess checklist be damned, I'm going with my beach buddy. And it was like, all right.
Yeah. And it did ring as a little forced sometimes and a little fake. Like, I was like, girl, you want to be with Alex. And by the way, why didn't she go find him afterwards? Hello, he's a freaking snack.
Because like, Greg Grippo has been here the whole time.
I 100% think.
Because based on the way that they were talking about it on stage, like, okay, so what I did find satisfying about the... Whereas with Tino and Rachel, it was like, damn, this is just like a big old disconnect. I feel like we got a little bit of juice, which was like it's basically the meme where it's like the girl she told you not to worry about. Like, like what Johnny said was like, you were texting him the whole time. And like, I kept calling you out on like, why are you talking to this other guy? And she kept reassuring him, like, they were friends. That's like the vibe I got. Like, they were friends, they're friends. And then it's like, actually, the minute beep, beep, beep came out of his mouth, she was like, good thing I've got this other thing I've been like working on.
Back burner boy.
Yeah. And I did a little like recon. I was going after the finale, I was like going into the troves of the internet. And it like somebody had done like a, here are all the times that Victoria liked or commented on Greg's post, and it far predated Bachelor in Paradise.
Of course it did. Because the timeline makes no sense. Like, oh, I just got engaged. I guess I'll just start talking to this guy who's also in Bachelor like Nation. That just, our paths just never crossed before. Why? It makes no sense.
It's completely insane. And it's like, but I did, yeah. I mean, I did think it was funny too, like when Jesse brought, like when Jesse brought Greg Grippo out this time, they clearly like got the note from the Avon surprise where they were like, now Johnny is leaving. Now Greg is coming out. Like they were very clear to be like, message received. You don't want us to actually clown these people for real on camera after the final rose. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then also, I also was just like, could this have been like fake at all? Like, okay, she just decided she didn't like him and like worked with the producers to come up with like some bombshell for, cause otherwise it would have been a pretty boring finale. But I don't know. Also, I mean, are those tattoos real?
I gotta say, okay, first of all, I do think the tattoos are real, but what did they say? Ciao?
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically like hello and goodbye.
Yeah.
It's like so fucking rude.
And they're like, well, we couldn't hang out in the United States. So we had to go to Rome to hang out. I'm like,
people have like cameras and phones and Americans in Rome. So like, I'm sure that they have The Bachelor in Rome. Like it's on Hulu, you know, like,
although
they don't have Hulu in the UK, apparently, according to Molly. So maybe
they do have The Bachelor. You can watch The Bachelor somehow over there. Like, this is like, my sister-in-law watches it.
This is Bachelor Nation knows no territory. I mean,
yeah. Or boundaries.
Right.
Or borders. So
borders. What I wanted
to
say,
let's get to the chart, because I'm really curious and we just happen to never chart these two.
I know. I want to say I'm actually so proud of us. Like intuitively, we didn't do Michael or Danielle and we didn't do Johnny and Victoria and now Greg. So it's like, wow, somehow these things work themselves out. Right. So while I was waiting for you, I believe I prepared everybody. Okay. So here we go. Okay. Victoria and Johnny together. Let's start with Victoria and Johnny. Yeah. Now, what I think is fascinating about them is they have extremely similar, like a sort of Gabby Eric throwback. They both, like, Victoria's October 7th, Johnny's October 9th. So they have pretty much the same sun, right? Now, this is where I'm going to teach you some astrology here when it comes to synastry. Johnny, on the outside, as you can see, his north node, we've discussed this before, his north node, his sun, and his wound, his Chiron, are all together in Libra, the sign of relationships. Victoria's sun is on his sun, but then her Jupiter is connected with his Chiron. So what he thought he was going to get away with in the Gabby season, which was to say, I'm just not ready for this. So like, I'm going to see my way out. He went onto the beach. He found Victoria. In fact, he just liked her more and considered engagement, etc. But Jupiter, which is also very apropos for this new moon ritual we're having tonight. The moon is Sagittarius is ruled by Jupiter, and Jupiter is about to go direct basically at the same time that the moon becomes exact. So it's a very abundant, benefic new moon. So you're going to want to come to the manual, but it's like Jupiter expands, magnifies, like grows everything it touches. So what do we have? We have her Jupiter expanding, growing, exposing his actual deepest wound, which is that he is not a relationship guy.
And he's afraid of someone leaving him for someone else. He said that's right. Probably it always happens. So,
well, that's one thing though I do want to say. So when he said that, that's on my list. When he said that, there was a part of me that was like, Johnny, that's not always what happens. Like,
yeah,
I think that in my mind, based on his chart, like Virgo, Moon, Libra, Sun, what I would imagine is when he's saying that always happens, he's like still talking about something that happened in the seventh grade.
Yes. Yeah. Just the one time. Cause like he pretty much broke up with Gabby.
He 100% broke up with Gabby. And in fact, he absolutely strung her along that entire time. Mm-hmm. He even told his parents that he wasn't feeling it, like on TV. It's like, right. Johnny, that's not what happened, you know?
Yeah.
So like, I think this is, and I mean, it's interesting because North Node, like we always feel resistant to like really leaning into the work of our North Node because it's different than the South Node is our karma. So it's like what we're used to. It's the cycle, even if it's hell, it's the hell we know, right? Mm-hmm. But your North Node is like break that karmic cycle. You have that in your arsenal, but like do it differently. So he has his South Node in Aries, like coming from the place of doing it differently. Also kind of interesting, his Juno is with his South Node and his Saturn. So it's like he really is coming from like a past life marriage that he wants to break free from. And he's kind of playing it out now in all of his relationships currently. And I think for Johnny, there's just a real healing that is available to him should he choose to accept. Although I don't think he has a choice at this point. Like that's sort of how the nodes work. It's like, if you don't do your nodes, you'll end up doing them on national TV and you will be forced to like grow and heal. So lol, 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 can't get out of healing. But like, it really is, her Lilith is exactly conjunct his South Node and Juno and Saturn. So I think that she is who he has been talking about, like they always leave me for someone else, like premonition, like he remembers her, his wife from the past life. And like Lilith, who left Adam alone in the garden to create Eve out of his rib, Victoria did the same to Johnny, where she's like, I don't give a fuck what we promise on TV. We all know it's the fucking Bachelor. And like, I like Greg better. Like, you called me a fucking cunt. That's my out. And like, fuck it. Also, what's interesting about Victoria's chart is that she has, so again, Victoria is one of these sort of confusing, like she could be a Cancer moon or a Gemini moon. My bet would be Gemini moon.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's so just too. Like, flippity floppity, like, well, actually, not what I meant. Was saying things for the TV, but like a Cancer moon is much more. I mean, Cancer moons can still be very controlling, but they're more sensitive. Victoria definitely is missing a sensitivity chip. So my guess would be that she's a Gemini moon. And then that would make sense too, because she's a Gemini. If she's a Gemini moon and he's a Virgo moon, what they connected on, which is very much what the beach requires, is like the ability to basically like mercurial, like stay in conversation. So they were having good hangs. They were sincerely hanging out, having good times, having great combos. But like when it came down to it, no, I think she was flippity floppity. No offense, Gemini moon. But I think what's really interesting is that her Mercury and her Mars are exactly conjunct in Scorpio. Ooh. Her North Node is in Sag. So she's sort of here on some level. Like it, there's sort of, how do I put it? Like when I look at Victoria's chart, I'm like, oh, you are here to be the quote unquote villain and make the unpopular choice and hold on to past hurts. Mars in Scorpio, conjunct Mercury in Scorpio, she's never fully telling the truth. This is like a supreme strategist. This is someone who is on some level in an emotional war that she is, you know, Mercury in Scorpio right on that Mars. Like there is strategy going on. That's why she's like, good fucking cunt, can use that. Now I'm right. And I'm going to Rome. And it's like, okay.
Amazing. Okay. Okay.
But we must look at Greg. The real question
is, what's
the deal with Grimbo? Now, dare I say, okay. So we discussed this before. Greg, again, he's on the cusp too. He could be a Sag moon or a Capricorn moon. Either way, he and Victoria have the same North Node in Sagittarius, which is why, of course, the story gets broken low-key when they're traveling in Rome. So Sagittarius, like on the adventure, on the travel, on the expansion. His South Node is conjunct the Sun in Gemini, which again is also why I think Victoria may have a Gemini moon, because they would have really connected on that and been like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, let's go to Rome. Like we found each other. That's actually all that matters. You know, I also think because, you know, we know that Saturn has been moving through Aquarius. Greg's Chiron is exactly conjunct his Mars in Leo. So this is really a healing moment for Greg where he's like, I'm not a fucking impotent daddy loving loser.
What? I forgot his whole arc.
His whole thing, I feel like, look, maybe they're not listening to the Space Trash podcast. I don't know who is. Thanks you guys for listening. But like, if like we made a serious call the last few seasons, like everybody go to therapy. I feel like this was actually the redemption arc that Greg was looking for. Yeah, yes. Where he's like, okay, you know what? I know it looked like I fucking like you know, ejected myself from Katie's season. I know it looks like I'm still crying about not only my daddy but my therapist that died, but when it comes down to it, take your hottest girl on the beach villain any day over thinking that I'm the guy that blew it with Katie. He's like, no, I didn't blow it with Katie. I'm healing. My Mars and my Chiron in Leo mean that actually when it comes down to it, I do move in big motions for love and I do express myself. And you know what? Maybe Katie wasn't it. And maybe my dad and my therapist weren't the thing. Maybe I was waiting for Victoria. And now you see how much virility this beast really has. I'm taking her to Rome right under Johnny's fingertips. Sorry, Palm Beach. Jersey's back.
Jersey's back, baby. I mean, it's so, wow. That is such a good call. Cause it's just like, and it's not even like, he's just like, I got the villain of the beach. It's like, no, I kind of stole her from another guy who's like, kind of has a rep as being a hottie. So like, look at me flexing my grips. I got a grippo on the hottest villain out here. And honestly, I would love for the two of them to just have their own little show. Ooh. I'd watch it.
Okay. So like, yeah, like I want to say like a Shanae Florence Genevieve show and a Grippo Victoria show. These are two new franchise spinoffs that we are offering to the nation free of charge.
I don't know if I need Florence in there, but
I have to say Florence really redeemed her. Like, okay. So remember that one episode where I was watching where I was like, why is Florence even on this show? What a goddamn waste of space. And then by the end of the episode, I was like, I like Florence.
Yeah. Literally.
I came to really, here's why, because like, if we're in agreement that this is corporate Bachelor Nation and the like work of somebody when they are hired for the beach is actually to just like remain on the beach as long as possible, Florence might be absolute like VIP MVP of the beach. She actually dated no one and stayed there the whole time. What an incredible achievement.
Oh my God, that is so true.
Andrew couldn't even.
Well, Andrew and Andrew, speaking of, we just didn't get an update on like him or Teddy or anyone. Like,
yeah, because him and Teddy was a fantasy that existed in his mind and it's nothing. No. But also, speaking of which, Teddy's not there. Why is Sally Carson there? And why was she the first one introduced? Who's Sally? Sally has been on less of this show than people that actually aren't even on the show. I mean, she's been a part of the show as much as we have. Like, she is such a non-contestant. Yeah. What is she doing
there? I feel like, oh my God, you're so right. Cause I noticed her for a second. I was like, oh my God, finally we'll get some like answers here. And then they didn't play a second of her, which was, I feel like them like getting revenge, like, F you, Sally, you wasted our time.
She did,
and our resources. Like, and so we're just going to bring you all the way out to LA, make it seem like you're going to be on TV again. And you're fucking not.
And you know what? It's like, Sally, at the end of the day, I understand that like when we're talking about like the medical profession, absolutely people like good for you. You and your ex promoted your like robotic surgery business, but it's like at the end of the day, like that is not what the nation is here for. We are not going to keep your like business. Like if this was all like a big networking opportunity for her and her ex or ex, then it's like, this is not where people are going to look for, where can I get robotic surgery done? Like at a good rate. Right. Like this is like not her, you know what I mean? I would
wrong market.
I would go to Peter Pete's pizza place before I went to get robotic surgery done by Sally and her ex. I don't trust her. She's on and off. She's on and off. She's here. She's not here. She's here. It's like, yo, she's too temperamental. Thank God it's robot, but she's too temperamental to be working in a ER. I mean,
yeah. I mean, she's like consistently unreliable. Like she's like, consistently literally. Inconsistent.
Yeah.
Okay, should we anything else on these three? Because I also want to do Michael and Danielle. You know, it's been amazing.
I know. The Michael and Danielle, really, that's sort of like it's not like the dark horse or even the white horse, the light horse of this season, but they actually, whether Brandon and Serene are king and queen of the beach or not, I do think that Michael and Danielle ended up, like, I'm glad that we didn't do their try yet because like they actually sort of like won the season for real.
Yeah. I mean, I really did not think that they had what it takes. I did not like, I just, it was so anticlimactic between them.
I actually, to be honest, if permission to just be transparent on this new moon, they did get a one-on-one late in the season, maybe like three episodes ago now. I 15 second, I fast forward. I don't give a fuck. I there was nothing that was going to happen. But what I will say is, in that note, and then we can look at their charts. Wait, I guess you're right. Any last thoughts on Greg, Victoria, and Johnny? I just think this was really important for Johnny because he clearly is not communicating with himself or the people that he's, you know, dating, I guess, or fucking be the women that he's partnering with and Johnny are all not getting the truth from Johnny, and he needs to get real. The issue is not that people always leave you, Johnny. It's that you're actually a relationship phobe. And the truth, Johnny, is that you, and even the way that they were talking, like that proposal was painful. He was like, even though I don't really want to do this, and like life is hard, like because like of the time that we've had on the beach, like I'm in forever. And it was like, okay.
And like, I did kind of see, like, honestly, I mean, who knows who said what the story is and whatever, but like in truth, they were together for like 3 weeks and it's been 5 months since then. Right. So we don't know how soon Victoria like just jumped on the Grippo train, but at the same time, like it's been 5 months now, like Johnny should be moving forward as well.
And have we heard of any couple from the beach actually going so quickly into couples therapy?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Right. Therapy is always a solution.
But like, LOL. But like,
it's a problem at that early in the game.
Right. Like Aaron and Genevieve rightfully breaking up because Aaron's like, this is as easy. They could use it. He was right though. He said, this is as easy as it's going to get.
Mm-hmm.
And he's right. And I actually thought their apology was deeply healing for them both.
Yes, I think so.
They saw themselves on camera and felt the right way. Like, we got a little bit of that from Kate where she was like, I want to actually address Logan individually. I do not think that you are a broke fucking cockroach, like, you know, whatever, like barrel scraper, garbage picker, loser or whatever. Logan, launched his career at this after the final rose. He was like, I mean, he was like a new man. He, all this dumping, I mean, Virgos do bounce back from extreme pain and like physical, like this was a Virgo Sag bounce back from Logan that he deserves. And like, I, what he was saying, I related so much to him, where he was like, you know what? I moved to LA in my car, you know, 4 years ago. And like, I actually, regardless of The Bachelor, have made some have made art that I'm proud of. Even if I've been a dog walker, even if I've been a scuba instructor, I'm proud of my passion. You fucking real estate agent, fuck off. You fucking, who's passionate about doing all that paperwork? Nobody. Real estate's a great business if you care about making money, but to be passionate, I worked in real estate for 5 minutes, huge amount of paperwork.
Oh God. Yeah. I mean, otherwise like everyone would just sell their own houses themselves.
Right. But it's it's a really, really, really hard corporate. Yeah. Even if it's not corporate, everybody in real estate, relax. I understand you're a small business, but it is a really hard job, super detail oriented. And like, it's nobody's like someday I'll do a realtor. And yes, sure, I love finding people their homes, but real estate's a very, very, very hard job.
Yes. Okay. Let's move forth. One more thought about just everyone else before we do this one. You are right about Jill and Jacob.
Oh my God. I know. I was, I can't even, I saved it for the pod because I was about to text you, but I knew it. He was wrong. And you know what? I actually, first of all, I loved everything about their interaction. It was exactly what Jill deserved.
Yeah, they were so cute.
So cute. I've never seen two charts in Bachelor Nation line up so perfectly. They were a match. I knew they were a match. I said they are a match. You know what it is though? Kate's a really interesting, she truly is. She's like the villain and the loser. Whereas like Victoria is the villain, but also the winner. Do you know what I mean? Like Kate could not have had a worse, like her reputation post Bachelor from like, she now, it's so funny because
she
somebody
seems
lock
to have
you,
no idea. Like,
somebody
lock
you
in
a closet, Shanae? She has no idea. You're now Shanae, Kate. You have turned into the Shanae of this franchise and everybody fucking hates you. But also, Kate, even if what she was saying was true, what I was not communicating was that, like, maybe there are things about life that, like, you're not quite ready for. Okay, then fucking break up with him. Let him go on the date with Lindsay. Yeah. What the fuck's wrong with you?
I know, control what a missed opportunity. I feel like he would have been a good match with Lindsay too. Like, I hope he goes and finds her. Okay. So let's do Michael and Danielle.
Okay. So Michael and Danielle.
Kate's gotten enough of our damned attention this whole
time. I know. Sorry, Kate. Honestly, why don't you go back to your job?
Good one.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Michael A, hold on. Why do I have him as 8 p.m.? That's a complete fabrication. Let me just change this back to noontime because we actually don't have any birth times here. Okay. So Michael and Danielle. So we have Michael on the inside. Michael is a Taurus sun. She is a Libra sun. Now, again, Michael could be a Sag moon. I think the reason I had messed around with it, I think he might be a Cap moon more than a Sag moon. He could be either. It's a day that the moon changed. So my guess would be Cap Moon.
I'd guess Cap Moon too.
And based on Danielle's info, she is a Cancer Moon. You know, whatever you guys want to say about she's such a Cancer Moon. He's such a Cap Moon. And together, that is a powerful family.
Mommy and daddy.
That is mommy and daddy. And, you know, she is a Libra sun. So she can kind of like, I actually think what Danielle did on this season, like, especially for people like me, like masterful stroke of quiet Libra leadership, where it's like, okay, I had my fun. I was almost married, but he was a drug addict and he died. So it's like, okay, they were fucking having the time. They were having a good ass time. Now she's 37. She's the one that describes feeling insecure on the beach. I have the body of a 37-year-old. Here I am, 36. I know what you mean. Don't put me on broadcast TV in my bathing suit just yet. I will post my pool pics.
They could.
I mean, you can. Sure. You absolutely can. But like, I know, like, I felt for her. And then cancer, if she, like, she, if I mean, again, we don't have their exact birth times, but, like, I think it's pretty safe to say that she is squarely a Cancer moon. If that's the case, then she got best case scenario, because she gets to walk into being a mom with,
yes,
at 37. So she had her, like, her Libra Cancer party years, where there was, like, probably this Libra Cancer is square, so there was a conflict within it. It was going, like, okay, but, like, if you want to be a mom, like, you shouldn't date a heroin addict. Like, okay, if you want to be a mom, you shouldn't, like, you shouldn't you know, go on The Bachelor, or you shouldn't, you know what I mean? But then that Libra in her was like, you know what? There's connection everywhere. I'm going to keep showing up. It, like, I'm going to make balance. I'm going to make nice. And it's like, wow, wouldn't you know? Way worse if he was divorced. Laura died? Great. That kid is happy she's there. Laura is not even an option. There's not going to be any, like, stepmom, mom rivalry for her to fuck with. And Sierra already bought them a constellation. So honestly, this is such a picture perfect. And Sierra looked a gorgeous at the finale. And little known fact,
she was a class act.
She released a single, and so did Logan.
What?
Yeah, Google it after. Sierra and happening? Logan both released music numbers.
Good for them. Take advantage of the moment. Just go with it.
Love to see it. So yeah, I mean, the other thing I guess that's worth noting is that, well, I guess that's it. Yeah, he is such a Taurus Capricorn. I believe he's a Taurus Capricorn. He's like, I'm going slow. I care about comfort. I care about how this looks to my son. I care about, like, doing this with integrity. And he did. And she is such a Libra Cancer, where she's like, okay, I'll show up even if I'm uncomfortable, but, like, I will find love and I will become a mom. So good job, everybody all around.
Yeah. They seem like, and then he said, I love you on
TV. Oh, I know.
TV,
I know.
Which
he
was
said,
also
I love
crazy.
You.
Like, I was like, okay, it has been like 5 months though, but I guess it's really real. Like he said, like, he's only ever said that to Laura. So
I think it is really real. And I also think that what they did was so mature, which is like, well, although I want to say, like, Danielle, like, not a comedian, like, she's like, well, like, I'm moving to Akron. Like, obviously she knew she was going to deliver that. She just didn't deliver the line of what he's like. Jesse's like, what has changed for you guys? And she's like, well, I know I'm moved to Akron, or I'm moving to Akron. Like, hello. And they were like, oh, and he was like, not moving in. They were like, not moving in, but moving near. Like, James wouldn't like it if I just appeared and was his roommate. Or, but it's like, I think that actually is the most 30-something thing that we've seen on this show so far, which is like, we're not rushing to move in together. We didn't get a fake engagement on the beach, but I did move to the area, and we're going to, at a rational, normal person pace, feel it out to see if, in fact, this has long-term potential. Really good work, everybody. Thank you, 30-somethings, for repping so hard.
Yeah, a beautiful example for the rest of us. I mean, everyone else should just take notes. I feel like everyone else probably just, like, shacks up together because it's cheaper and you know, moves across the country. And
before
and
you start calling someone a fucking cunt and taking your engagement dead ass, reminder, Johnny, you told Neil Lane that this was basically, like, against your will. So, like, I'm not sure. You need to rewatch this a few times, Johnny. I feel your pain. I'm glad you're in that pain. It actually is. It is the anecdote to whatever problems you're pretending that you have. In fact, you're not that intimate and you're not telling the truth. And Victoria was the perfect, like, Lillian villain to come and actually expose you. So I'm not upset about it either.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, wow. What a freaking journey. A journey.
Now, there were a few things that I do want to mention before we wrap up, if that's okay. Any other thoughts on Michael, his compass, Danielle, and James?
No, I think they're, you know, it's an open shut case, you know?
Open shut case. I love it. We don't really care about Sierra. She just looks great. Now, here's the big, there are two large questions I have for you. Number one, okay, Tyler and Brittany. That was an unexpected dark turn.
It was a dark turn. And again, that was similar to Victoria and Johnny, where, like, we're missing something here. Like, they seem to hate each other now and we don't have answers. And Brittany was just, like, kind of mean about it, but, like, and then Tyler came off as, like, he was kind of stalking her or something. So it was like, what happened to these two?
What's really interesting chart wise for both of them is that because we don't have their times for both of them, the sun and the moon could be two signs for both the sun and the moon.
Whoa, that's weird.
So like Tyler is either a 29 degree Gemini or a 0-degree Cancer. I sort of think Cancer now based on this.
Yeah.
And Brittany is either a 29-degree Aquarius or 0-degree Capricorn. I tend to think Aquarius.
Wait, because she's 29-degree Aquarius or 0-degree Pisces.
Or 0-degree Pisces. 0-degree Pisces. Yeah, yeah. But it's like, there's no way she's a Pisces. She's like, I mean, maybe because she's just like has her own version, but she seems like.
She seems Aquarian.
Pretty yeah. Aquarian. And then it's like, okay, so he could be a Virgo moon. He also could be a Libra moon. My thought is that he is a Cancer late degree Libra moon.
Mm-hmm,
or mm-hmm. He could be a Virgo moon, but well, he could be a Virgo moon because he's like, you didn't do this right. So yeah, I'm not sure.
He's not like that most of the time. Like he was like that in his moment of breakup and anger on the show.
Right.
But I think I could see him kind of, cause he's got that just like sweet demeanor about him and right. like very like, and remember when, well, this is interesting. Remember when Rachel broke up with him and he just came inside to his family and was like, well, that's over. And like, he was right. obviously crushed, but he was right. just like,
right.
trying right. to act like everything was fine. I don't know if that clears anything up versus Virgo or Libra. It still doesn't really, I feel
well,
like that could be
I
either,
feel
but...
like, yeah, he's so right on the edge there because it's like, on the one hand, it could be Libra because he's like, well, like, you know, that's how the cookie crumbles. But also, and he's like, and it's, you know, in terms of the relationship, that was the truth. Or he was like Virgo moon, like waiting till the cameras turned off to like start, you know, just fucking yes. flipping the fuck out. And then, cause we did see this other side of him in this case, which was like it is very Virgo to say, like, if you love someone, you call them and check in on them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, these are the rules that you abide by.
Right, right.
And you and didn't now, abide by them. And then he was sticking up for Johnny.
Right.
But not right. really, but just like hyping Johnny up in the back parking lot, which was so weird.
I sort of am thinking Cancer Sun, Virgo moon, like first degree, like early Virgo moon. But I sort yes. of think like we're seeing this other side of him where he's like seriously hurt and seriously like wants to be on record for like, I know what's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely a right thing.
And then with Brittany, it's like, I don't think she's a Capricorn. I do think that she's a 29-degree Aquarius. But again, her moon, if it's noon, it's Cancer. But if it was like at midnight, that if it was at 1 a.m., it would be late degree Gemini. I tend to think she's sort of an Aquarius Gemini because she does truly seem to, she seems emotionless to me.
I don't know. I feel like she wasn't quite like, la-di-da enough to be like that much air. And
yeah, yeah, maybe that's true. But I don't think a Cancer moon would ever be mad about somebody like continuing to not give them space, even if what they say yeah. is I need space, you know?
That's true. It's a space thing. That's true. But she doesn't seem as like sharp as a Gemini.
Right, right, right. And
or like
and,
quick.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, she could also be, I mean, there's in a world, there's a world that exists where she's actually a Capricorn Cancer, which as like, I'm a Capricorn Cancer, I'm a Cancer Capricorn, but that does sort of make sense with like her coldness is actually just sort of a, like, I do think that she made it clear that like his version of the story was like all the way in his feels. And that she tried to like very Capricorn, like she tried to set boundaries and like he didn't like moon mm-hmm. Cancer, like respect her, what she asked for. And then she felt disrespected. Like I could see that, but it's an interesting one because for both of them, they're both on both cusps either way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is sort of funny because like this whole relationship was like sort of on the cusp of like, is it or isn't it?
Right. And we didn't see them too much. I'm sure if we saw more, we would get more information right. out of it, and we still didn't get much of her during her season at all. Again, she was the alleged right. escort, which has been like a totally different vibe from what she's brought to the
oh
beach.
My God.
Like
no,
I'm
she's
like,
actually,
how could anybody think this girl was an, like an escort? Like,
dude, like she might be the prudest person on the beach.
Yeah, yeah.
She might have like yeah. She's yeah. So maybe she is a Cancer moon where it's like wow, she's actually more reserved than like we even know.
Yeah.
Okay, that's one. That now the last thought that I had is mm-hmm. are Kira, what's the deal with Kira and Romeo? like, because, okay, they're the only people that we know or are like long, like they knew each other from college. They were college friends.
Oh, yes. Okay.
They went to Harvard together and they were friends. Then they arrived on the beach. Kira, the doctor, was playing some character. Romeo, like, it's, but then
was
they
with
like
Jill, but was like Jill, interested in Kira,
but had kissed Kira before. Like, I guess my question is, and we can look at the charts, but like, is this a case where like Romeo and Kira had been dating, and just were like, let's go fuck with people, or they are just friends and they're still just friends, but they were like, we'll go in, we'll be allies, no matter what, we'll come out. Like, I do think no matter what, that I think it's very clear that they had a previous and are still currently in an actual relationship, whether it's friendship or romantic. But do we, and we can look at the charts, but in your, like, what is your assessment? What do you think is good? Like, what an odd, because also, like, even all the stuff where Jesse was even joking about it, like, oh, your face looks terrified. Like, there's all these, like, all the rumors that were going around that Kira kidnapped Romeo. They made some really, some very funny sort of Logan-esque social media content where, like, Kira's like, Romeo's happy, and then it would like cut to a shot of him like in the back of the trunk of the car. Like, so they've been really funny about this storyline that they concocted. So it's like, are they friends? Are they lovers? Like, what do you think is going on?
I think they're friends, and maybe with the occasional benefit here and there, but I don't think there's like benefits in the relationship all the time. Like, I think when he's dating someone, she like acts like a best friend and like tries to be possessive over him and stuff. But I don't think, I think that's just like a power play on her. You know what I'm talking about? Like, have you ever like dated someone and they have a girl best friend who like just has to go like whisper in their ear while you're standing right there or something like that? And you're like, oh, this is like a power thing.
Well, yeah, but it's also like, it's a little bit like, you know, call back, but it's a little bit like the girl you told me not to worry about. Like,
yeah, like it's like, you're going like to marry her someday. Why am I here?
Right, like, right. Like, if that girl's in the room, then I'm like, okay, by the way, she's in love with you.
Yeah. Like, why are you guys best friends?
Right.
But like, I feel like that's what they have going on, but maybe they've known each other long enough that like, it's not threatening or anything, but I do feel like it's a friendship. I do.
I think it's a friendship. I mean, again, two cuspies, but like, if it was noon on the day of both of their births, she is a Taurus Gemini. He is a Cancer Aries. I mean, these are two cuspies. So like,
Cancer Aries.
Well, because, okay, so he is definitely a Cancer.
Okay.
I would say she is most likely a Taurus. So he's a Cancer, she's a Taurus. That's not a bad combination. That's actually kind of nice. Like, so she is like the builder, she's a doctor, he's a Cancer, he's the one that's sort of out there crying. Like, she did not cry on the beach, he wept on the beach, right? Then we have his moon in Aries. So he is ultimately just like fighting for his passion and his reputation, and he is a bit self-focused and easily hurt, wears his heart on his sleeve. We see that. She's a Virgo moon, according to this. That would also make sense as a doctor, Taurus, Virgo. So she's all earth, he's water, fire. So whether they're friends or lovers or whatever, I don't necessarily, I mean, there's more we can get into. I don't necessarily see them being like deeply romantically compatible on the like initial look, but I do think that sometimes when you have total fucking opposites, they balance each, like, I think what we saw here was like a beautiful balancing of because it's like, okay, so we have her grounding the whole storyline and actually like giving some relief to his just like absolute like out of control emotionality and like weird choice. Like, she sort of like held it down for the team while he like went and became this like weepy villain. And what I think is interesting is that their Chirons are in the same place, right on his sun. So either way, there is a healing that they provide for each other, where I sort, my vibe is like, they are friends, and like, either way, they're like, we're leaving here having each other's back. And there's something very like, I wouldn't be surprised if this turned into the kind of thing where it was like, we're like, you know how Mindy Kaling and whatever his name is are like not a couple.
BJ Novak.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I could see this being the kind of like transcendent friendship
Or like Leo and Kate Winslet.
Right. Like transcendent friendship that like on their deathbeds, like whether it gets like sexual or romantic or, I mean, we do know they kiss, but it's like, I feel like this is one of those relationships where it's like, oh, like I'm realizing that intimacy and true relationship is not just reserved for romantic. Like sometimes friendship is honestly, even in romantic relationship, friendship is what makes something a long-term thing versus like Johnny and Victoria, for example, not friends. So they were like romantic. She had an easy time like picking him and like, she's just going to stay with Johnny on the beach and like make him like propose to her before she dumps him. But it's like, they're not friends and they're never going to fucking talk again. They're not friends. I think Kira and Romeo are friends till the end.
Mm-hmm. I think absolutely.
Love it. Okay.
And Jill's got her own man too. Oh, no. So we Gucci.
Jill and Jacob will work. They will be back on the Paradise Beach like 5 years from now to remind everybody on. They will be the new couple that we hate that comes down, but we'll love them. But it's like, they will be the ones that are like, don't let the beach politics fool you. Like sometimes, you know, love
anything
finds
can
a way.
Happen.
Right.
Yeah. Things are not what they seem.
But
whatever.
I knew they were meant to be.
You knew it. What the hell, man? I was like, there's no way.
No, their charts were devastatingly compatible. I just think he got in his head a little bit where he was like, well, if I kiss Kate, then I must like her more. And I think it's like, no, you're just like thinking bored. You're bored. And like, both of them are so air that I think there was an element where he was like,
she wowed him.
But it's like, that's what he gets. Like, you know what? Like Jill's crystals, they didn't work to give her the exact like outcome that she wanted in real time, where she was like, when I get back there, he's mine. But she absolutely ruined his relationship with Kate using those crystals.
True. It got her somewhere. It got her here, which is better. They've had distance. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. And now they're probably going to build back better.
They're going to build that better. And like, I love, he was like, even though we're long distance, like I actually want, it was the first like real, like I actually want to be in a relationship with you. It's like, that was the first, like actually, other than maybe Danielle and Michael, like actually intimate thing we've seen, like that was real. Like I was like, wow, that's okay. Yeah.
It was sweet. It was a sweet moment.
And you know, blah blah blah, good for Brandon and Serene. We'll see how it goes.
Oh yeah. We didn't even talk about them at all. I mean, yeah, they're in love. They're
absolutely
birds.
Boring. Too boring. When the beach is non-dramatic, it is boring. I do think it's a little bit awkward. Jesse's like, okay, big surprise, like last night I was so inspired by your love that I wrote you vows and got myself ordained as a minister. And they were like, nah.
I know, it was like way too much.
It's like, oh, all right, well, too much. And then I was like, oh, she's wearing that white dress, like maybe she'll get married here on After the Final Rose. And it was like, no, still no. I don't know why Jesse paid for that, you know, whatever, to get ordained.
I know, like $7. Like, he's never gonna get that back.
Not worth it.
Yeah, that's so funny. I wish they showed them actually turning him down. They just like cut to the finale.
Well, because
so
they were trying
funny.
To make it seem like there was like gonna be some like reveal, like, and they're gonna marry now, or they're gonna get married on a special from ABC. But it was like, nah, it's still just no. It's like, all right, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was the finale. I'm sorry, Casey. I know you thought that you were gonna have some time off, but it is Christmas season and now we're the Christmas Jews. So I'll probably see you back here next week. Either way.
It's always a thrill. I love to be trashy, so.
You're the trash queen.
Stick me in the dumpster. It's where I belong. Love you guys. Stay trashy.
Stay trashy.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.